Ray McDonald. I've got all the hits for you right after this news break on VOA 1.
I'm Doug Bernard reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump announced his administration is imposing new sanctions against North Korea. He spoke to a friendly audience Friday at the Conservative Political Action Committee conference.
I do want to say, because people have asked, North Korea, we impose today the heaviest sanctions ever imposed on a country before.
The details of the sanctions came from his Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin, who briefed reporters at the White House.
Today's actions will significantly hinder North Korea's ability to conduct evasive maritime activities that facilitate illicit coal and fuel transports and limit the regime's ability to ship goods through international waters.
The announcement comes as the president's daughter Ivanka is in South Korea attending the close of the Winter Olympic Games. Later on Friday, the president held a joint news conference with Australian Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull, where Mr. Trump was asked about school violence and his plans for gun control.
The bad guy thinks that somebody's in this room with a weapon that's going to be pointed at him. With live bullets, he's not even going into the school. It's the one way you're going to solve it. You're not going to solve it with gun-free spaces.
President Donald Trump. Rick Gates, a former top advisor to President Trump's campaign, pleaded guilty in the special counsel's Russia investigation to federal conspiracy and false statements charges. The court filing shows Mr. Gates pled guilty, accusing him of conspiring against the U.S. government. This is VOA News. UN diplomats are still working on last-minute negotiations on a resolution to implement a 30-day ceasefire across Syria and lift sieges on towns including eastern Ghouta. Efforts are being made to avoid a Russian veto. A morning vote was delayed until the afternoon as they tried to find a consensus. That delay has now also been delayed. Russia had expressed objections to the draft on Thursday. UN investigators said that they have identified more than 40 South Sudanese officials and military officers who may be responsible for war crimes and crimes against humanity. The report from the UN Commission on Human Rights in South Sudan, which was released on Friday, details acts of cruelty against South Sudanese civilians. Commission member Andrew Clapham.
There are victims that we've spoken to and who have given testimony to us who have been mutilated, gang raped.